بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وريت previously the حديث الشريف of حضرت أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه when نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said when Allah wishes good for a person who had done wrong in this world, committed sins, but Allah wishes to do good for him, then Allah gives him that punishment here in this dunya. That is, some difficulty, hardship comes to him by which he is forgiven. And then in the akhirah, there is only good for him after that. On the other hand, when Allah Ta'ala decides bad for a person, then as because of his sins, Allah keeps away his punishment. That person increases in his dunya. His health becomes better, his wealth position becomes better, he is far from deen, and he's just like enjoying it in this dunya. Then Allah Ta'ala will take him to task on the day of Qiyamah. And the other part of the hadith is that the greatest reward is for those people who are involved, in whom Allah puts to the greatest test in this world. And the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam and the final Nabi, our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, were put to the greatest test and trial. And then accordingly in the akhirah they will get the great rewards also. And when Allah Ta'ala wishes good for a nation and a people, then Allah Ta'ala involves them in their, gives them these trials and tribulations, and that they are happy with what Allah Ta'ala has decreed for them. And they accept that. And who becomes unhappy in that condition, then Allah is also unhappy with those people, and Allah takes them to task. An explanation of this is punishment in this hadith, which is referred to, is in relation to a servant of Allah. In relation to a servant of Allah Ta'ala, refers to trials and tribulations, like the death of a close person, the loss of wealth, any other difficulty like this which comes to him. Allah puts some difficulty in his life, then the sins that he had committed, Allah Ta'ala forgives those sins on account of that. And then in the akhirat he goes completely clear and pure of sins. And a person who has reality in mind will know that this dunya's life is not the object, the akhirat which is forever and eternal. And yeah, if a person has to go through some difficulty, but he gets the peace of akhirat, that is a very, very great thing. And if a person gets the peace of this dunya, but his akhirat, his problems, those problems are very, very severe. Further, Allah Ta'ala tests those whom He loves more intensely than others. Whom Allah Ta'ala loves, this is the system and the hikmat, the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala. Who Allah loves, He puts them through more difficulties, hardships and trials. When a person bears trials and tribulations patiently, hoping for reward from Allah Ta'ala, then his sins are obliterated and he will meet Allah Ta'ala in a state that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with him. There are two things. One is because of our sins, Allah Ta'ala punishes us in this world, and that is something which we can tolerate also. Allah makes it easy, like the death of a person, some wealth problems, etc., some other difficulties. And the other is when Allah wants to raise the status of a person, then also Allah puts him to test and trial. And he bears it patiently, knowing it that it is from Allah Ta'ala, and he goes through it patiently. Then in the Allah Ta'ala then meets him in the akhirah, that Allah is pleased with that person. And that is the greatest thing a person can get, the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. One who endured the most intense tribulations in this world will be rewarded most in the year after. And in this, the greatest was of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said that the person who had suffered the most for the sake of Allah in this world was Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. And we all know very well what great position Allah Ta'ala has given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the akhirah. When we study the seerah, the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will see many occasions with what difficulties Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to put up with, all types of difficulties, but he tolerated and maintained all that for the pleasure of Allah, and finally the year after will be the great rewards. While the hadith explains the rewards of patience, it also highlights the inequity of being displeased and angered when dealing with difficulties and hardships. So this is also a point that we should try and maintain, that when the hadith explains that the great rewards of making sabr, when Allah tests a person, some difficult and hard conditions come upon a person, then a person should bear them patiently. And there are great, great rewards for them. And to be displeased with Allah Ta'ala, na'udhu billah, to become angry with Allah Ta'ala, that is very, very serious. And also it explains that when a person is displeased and he expresses such words, etc., then that is very bad for him. It is not a good sign at all. One of the wisdoms for Allah Ta'ala testing a person is that Allah wants to draw him closer to Him. Whenever a person, like that, if a person everything is going normal, good, then a person usually does not get tawfiq to turn to Allah Ta'ala also. When Allah wants to bring him closer, that is also one way, that Allah puts some difficulty in his life, now he turns to Allah and is making dua to Allah, that Ya Allah, remove this difficulty, remove this hardship. And many a person had become a tahajjud guzar like this, that when their difficulties came, they turned to Allah, then they got tahajjud and the tahajjud remained with them. Many a person changed his life like that. His life was, he was in negligence, not regular with his deen, but some difficulty came to him, now he turned to deen, and permanently he turns to deen. And now he's in deen all the time. So that is also, we cannot understand the workings of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is beyond our comprehension. And the work of a slave is to accept everything what Allah Ta'ala has given him. For this reason, when faced with a difficulty or tribulation, one should immediately engage in tawbah and istighfar. Whenever this is the right thing, when a person, difficulty comes to a person, make tawbah, istighfar, turn to Allah Ta'ala, go more in the path of Allah Ta'ala, turn more to Allah Ta'ala. One should also should do some introspection and ensure that one is not oppressing others or engage in any sin. Whenever a difficulty comes, then check ourselves, that where are we, that we are not committing zulm upon any person. That because of that also, and we might not be aware, how many of us might be making zulm on our wives, but we are not aware. We might be thinking we are treating them very well, but we are not treating them well at all. We might be making zulm on our workers, whoever it might be, even our children, or we are involved in some other sin. So when these trials and tribulations come, it's an occasion for introspection also. Look within ourselves, see, don't just find fault in other people, but look in ourselves, where have we been being disobedient. One great Buzurg says, whenever I find that my wife is not listening to me, or my animal is being disobedient to me, I check back and see where I disobeyed Allah Ta'ala. Now that has come out in this form. So in any case, because of our sins, Allah punishes us in this world, is also a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And a person goes free from all these sins to Allah Ta'ala, and there Allah is pleased with him. But we make dua to Allah to forgive us without punishing us. And that is the great quality of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah has kept the door of tawbah and repentance open. Yea, in this world, a person who is found guilty of any sin, the government, the courts won't say, okay, we forgive you now. We will have to ask for the royal pardon, etc. But Allah, we just make tawbah, istighfar, and Allah Ta'ala forgives. And when Allah forgives, then there is no punishment also. And on the other hand, if Allah is testing us, wants to give us higher stages in the Akhirat, then also He puts a person through tests and trials. And the sign that it is acceptable by Allah is that we bear them patiently and we are happy with it. And we should never be displeased with the condition that Allah Ta'ala keeps us in. If we are displeased, we can do nothing about it. We have got no power. We are just harming ourselves even more. And to be pleased, we will be happy also. Those around us will be happy also. May Allah give us correct understanding of deen. May Allah be pleased with us, forgive us our sins, and that Allah does not take us to task in any way whatsoever, neither in this dunya nor in the akhirah. وآخر دعوانا